ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरय। नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 entitled The Forest of Enjoyment. Text which time? 22. So today we will read text 21 and 22. 21 doesn't have a purpose, so we have 22 also on the board. So I'll read 21.
कदाचित् भग्नमानदंष्ट्रो दुर्जनदण्ड सूकैर् अलब्ध निद्राक्षण व्यतित हृदयेनानोक्षीयमान विज्ञानोऽन्धकूपे अन्धवत् पठति।
ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद।
In the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul is sometimes bitten by envious enemies, which are compared to serpents and other creatures. Through the trick of the enemy, the conditioned soul falls from his prestigious position. Being anxious, he cannot even sleep properly. He thus becomes more and more unhappy, and he gradually loses his intelligence and consciousness. In that state, he becomes almost perpetually like a blind man who has fallen into a dark well of ignorance.
22.
Karhisma chitkama madhu लवान विचिन्वन यदा परदार परद्रव्याणि अवरुंदानो राज्ञा स्वामिभिर्वा निहतः पतति अपारे निरये।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग प्लीज रिपीट।
कर्हि स्मचित् समटाइम्स काम मधुलवान लिटिल ड्रॉप्स ऑफ हनी लाइक सेंस ग्रैटिफिकेशन विच इन वन सर्चिंग आफ्टर यदा वेन परदारा अनदर्स वाइफ आर ए वुमन अदर देन हिज ओन वाइफ परद्रव्याणि another's money and possessions avarundanah taking as his own property rajnya by the government swami biva or by the husband or relatives of the woman nehatah severely beaten patati he falls down apare into unlimitedly niraye hellish conditions of life the government's prison for criminal activities like rape
kidnapping or theft of others' property. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The conditioned soul is sometimes attracted to the little happiness derived from sense gratification. Thus, he has illicit sex or steals another's property. At such a time, he may be arrested by the government or chastised by the woman's husband or protector. Thus, simply for a little material satisfaction, he falls into a hellish condition and he is put into jail for rape, kidnapping, theft, and so forth. Please repeat responsibly. The conditioned soul is sometimes attracted to the little happiness derived from sense gratification. Thus, he has illicit sex or steals another's property. At such a time, he may be arrested by the government or chastised by the woman's husband or protector. Thus, simply for a little material satisfaction, he falls into the hellish condition and is put into jail for rape, kidnapping, theft, and so forth. Purport by His Divine Grace. Material life is such that due to indulgence in illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and meat eating, the conditioned soul is always in a dangerous condition. Meat eating and intoxication excite the senses more and more, and the conditioned soul falls victim to women. In order to keep women, money is required, and to acquire money, one begs, borrows, or steals. Indeed, he commits abominable acts that cause him to suffer both in this life and the next. Consequently, illicit sex must be stopped by those who are spiritually inclined or who are on the path of spiritual realization. Many devotees fall down due to illicit sex. They may steal money and even fall down from the highly honored renounced order. Then for a livelihood, they accept menial services and become beggars. It is therefore said in the Shastras, Yan maitunadi grahamedi sukamituccham. Materialism is based on sex, whether licit or illicit. Sex is full of dangers, even for those who are addicted to the household life. Whether one has a license for sex or not, there is great trouble. Bahu dukkha bhag. After one indulges in sex, many volumes of miseries ensue. One suffers more and more in material life. A miserly person cannot properly utilize the wealth he has, and similarly, a materialistic person misuses the human form. Instead of using it for spiritual emancipation, he uses the body for sense gratification. Therefore, he is called a miser. Om Jnanatimirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Sakshirin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri gurundina tarinam paramananda madhavam shri krishna chaitanya devam vancha kalpatarabhyasya kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే సో ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి is explaining directly about the forest of material enjoyment. In the previous chapter, the same thing he explained in the form of an allegory. Example was given, somebody merchant goes to the forest, he does this, then that. Hey, wait a minute, why are you? It's not very clear. Can you tell straightly? Okay, straight on the face. Here, Sukadeva Goswami straight explaining about the material life, which is like a forest life, very dangerous. So in these two slokas, 21 and 22, it is explained how the conditioned soul is bitten by envious enemies. It was said in the previous chapter that the snakes may come and bite. Here he said, no, your enemies will come and bite you. Enemies are characterized by typically enviousness. Envy is that when you don't possess something, somebody else possesses that, you feel that why is that somebody should be better than me? I should be better than everybody. How is that somebody is better than me? I am so great. How is that I am not better than him? That causes the person to act in such a way, that he tries to go over that person by unethical means. Obviously, if you want to excel somebody else, there are ways to do it. Somebody is rich. You want to be richer than him. So there is a way to go about it. Not that go and steal his money and you become richer. So once you steal his money, so you have his money, no? So he will have less money. So you become richer than him. Hey, wait a minute. See, very easy way. Just go and steal the money. That doesn't work very much. If you are caught, what you will do? You will lose what you have also. At least you had something. No, you will go into jail. You will lose that also. So, Chanakya Pandit says, nobody is anybody's friend, nobody is anybody's enemy. The way you behave in relation to another person, it makes you either a friend or enemy. Chanakya Pandit. The way you act, you just go and pull the leg of somebody else, you know that he was envious. So, the envious people are generally compared to serpents and scorpions. That is why in the forest of material existence, he is bitten by the enemies like the serpents may bite you when you go to the forest. In the forest there may be so many serpents, you know, snakes. They may bite without you specifically provoking it. The typical characteristic of envious person and snake is that, why they are compared is this. The snake, you don't have to try to, you know, harm the snake. You don't have to. Even if you go closer to the snake,
Snake may think that this fellow may harm me and then it will bite you. You are not intending, because you may not even know that there is a snake actually. You may just walk. If the snake is in the bush or in the hole or somewhere it is there, you may just walk close by it. When the snake sees that somebody is coming closer, he immediately thinks he is going to actually kill me, no? You are not intending. There is no intention to kill or harm. You forget about killing, even harming. It assumes that you are going to do it, and especially venomous snake, now. Ordinary snake will go away, run away. Poisonous snake only will come and bite you. Non-poisonous, run away. Like that scorpion also. You don't have to do anything. Scorpion, it may, suppose, you know, in thatched roof, villages, you have thatched roof, the scorpions are in the roof, you know. When it becomes very hot during summer, they just fall down. When they fall down, if it falls on you, it will immediately bite you. It will think that, you know, somebody is going to harm me, you know. You don't have to do anything to snake or scorpion. That is why, even when the scorpion and snake is killed, a sadhu takes pleasure in that. At least you are not going to harm anybody. Because you are going to harm anyway without any provocation, better you don't exist closer to the human existence. So, here, the scorpions and the serpents are compared, but Chanakya Pandit goes one step further, saying that if you know there is a serpent, then there is a way to control it. Bring it under your control. Snake, there are snake charmers. So you can play on the, you know, you've got some musical instrument, you play, snake will come, you know, especially venomous snake, then, you know, it will take his hood. So you play like that. And then you can capture also, there's a way to do it. Snake charmers, they capture it and remove the venomous teeth, poison. Once it is removed, it will look like this, or nothing, you know, it won't bite you. Sometimes, somebody will bring so many snakes and show you this is snake. You don't have to worry, you know, the venomous teeth is removed already. So one can charm a snake by means of music, by means of mantra, by means of herbs. So different ways, different people may use it. A snake can be brought under control and it can be removed of its dangerous venomous teeth. Possible. It's possible. Chanakya Pandit says, a envious person is worse than the snake because he can't be charmed. Snake can be charmed, you know. Snake, you can charm it and put it under control and remove it and make it not dangerous and, you know, you can possess it actually. And you can go around and take some money, you know, you show some snakes and take some money. You know? In villages, they do. Bring some snakes and show, you play and everybody says, oh, very nice, show. That's paisa. 1 rupee now, 1 rupee, 2 rupees, whatever. Snake can be controlled. Yeah, envious person is worse than snake because he cannot be controlled. Because he will appear to be friend in front of you, in the back he will be acting enviously. Duplicity. Duplicious. That is why he is worse than snake. A snake cannot act in one way in the front and another way in the back. No, I am showing it, I will not bite you, later on I will come and bite. No, I am going to bite you, I will bite you. Up front. Clear what he is going to do. I am going to bite you, I am biting. Whereas an envious person, Sri Sri Radha Rasri Hari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishikaur Nitai ki. Whereas an envious person, he will come in front of you and say, I am your friend, you know. He don't have lip service. Very nice, Hare Krishna. But in the back, he will be thinking how to pull the leg. Dangerous, huh? That is why Chanakya Pandit says, envious person is more dangerous than a venomous snake. Venomous snake is very dangerous because one bite, finish.
whereas envious person will keep on biting you again and again, you see. So Sukadeva Goswami says, by the tricks of this enemy, the conditioned soul falls from his prestigious position. He may be a king, and because of this tricky diplomacy and politics, etc., a person may lose his kingdom, like Pandavas. It's a trick actually, it's not a real ethical. In ethical gambling itself is unethical. In that, there is unethical, double unethical. Gambling itself is unethical. So it is unethical gambling. They have taken away all the wealth, everything. They lost everything actually. They didn't have anything. This is what happens. Yeah, tricky, by means of a tricky enemy. Because it's a big trick of Sakuni actually. It's a big master plan actually. It's a big master plan how to actually sweep away the Kauravas. For that it appeared that he is sweeping away the Pandavas, you know. What a big master plan it is actually. Sakuni did not want to actually sweep away the Pandavas. He wanted to finish off the Kauravas. But what he did is he made it in such a way that Pandavas were put in trouble, they were taken. But at the end game is this one is swept away. This is the tricky plan. This is exactly the, even though he was acting like a friend, relative, advisor, minister, he was actually digging the pit for them deeper and deeper. This is exactly that what Sukadeva Goswami is talking about. Appearing to be friend, acting like an enemy. That is why worse than snake. Snake doesn't do that. No animal has duplicity. Yeah? They just do what they have to do. Only human being can do that. He's very intelligent, advanced. Advanced level of consciousness, so that he can use that advanced level to do things which actually harm him, not others. It may appear to be harming others, finally it is going to harm himself. So, being anxious, the person who loses his position, he says he is spending sleepless night. If you have to sleep nicely, your mind has to be passive, If your mind is very active, you can't sleep. Want to sleep, put your mind to rest first, then body can go to rest. Psychology. You lie down on the bed and keep on thinking, you can never sleep actually. If mind is active, you cannot sleep. Mind has to be passive. Sleepless night. And becomes more and more unhappy. He becomes more and more unhappy in the material existence. And he gradually loses intelligence and consciousness. By becoming more and more anxious, stress, the person is stressed, becomes losing his intelligence. He can't, intelligence means discrimination. How to discriminate between right and wrong, good and bad. So when one loses intelligence, he can't discriminate between which is right, which is wrong, which is good, which is bad. And in that state, like a blind man, he falls into the well of ignorance. The ignorance is compared to a blind well. Suppose somebody's walking in the forest, dark, pitch dark, Amavasya day, you don't know light, and he thinks there is a land and he just falls inside the well. That's all. Even if he starts shouting, from the well he shout, you can't hear for distance horizontally, vertically it will go, sound will go like this. If you know acoustics, if you are in the well, deep well, if you make a sound from inside, it will go upward, Only devatas can come and save you. But it won't reach that high anyway. Horizontally you can't hear. If you want to shout here, then horizontally the sound may travel and reach. Somebody is in a deep well, you can't shout, oh help me, help me. Nobody will come and help you. That's all. You will keep shouting only.
So he is blind. He doesn't, the blind man means who cannot discriminate between what is in front of him. He doesn't know what is there. Whether a ditch is there or road is there, he cannot discriminate, blind man. So the well of darkness, so this well is compared to ignorance. Tamas. In tamas, one cannot discriminate between right and wrong, good and bad. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Don't be in darkness. Come to light. Vedas are telling. The light of knowledge has to be brought. For the person who is in the deep dark well, when the sunlight comes, then he can see at least how big the well is, how deep the well is also. You can see, oh, so much this, whether it is a shallow well or deep well, you can see when the light comes, you know. How you can see whether you are deep or shallow when it is dark? You can't. And if the fellow is blind, what he can see? Even if the sunlight comes, he is blind, you know, what he can see. So the blindness, some cataract operation has to be done to bring vision to him. One who is in ajnana, so jnana should be given. Om ajnana timurandasya jnananjana salakaya. Sakshu, the eyesight. Eyesight. Of seeing what is right, what is wrong. Knowledge. So that happens only by spiritual knowledge being received from the spiritual master. If the spiritual master comes and says that, "Are bhai, dekho, you are so deep, I am giving you rope, please catch hold of it. You hold, catch hold, then I will pull you." You don't have to, giving just rope is one thing. If you just give the rope, then you have to put effort, you know, to climb. You have to be an expert to climb. Not that everybody can climb the rope. But if you really actually catch hold of it, if somebody pulls you, then it's okay. So, one who is suffering in the deep dark well of ignorance can be brought out by means of the knowledge, spiritual knowledge given by the spiritual master. And if you stick to it, you catch hold of it, you know. If a rope is given, still you don't catch, what can we do? No, you catch it. No, I am going to catch. You just wait, I am going to catch. But you are suffering, rope is given, you should be more anxious to catch, you know. So, this transcendental knowledge is given, Krishna consciousness, and the process of Krishna consciousness is given. Follow this regulative principle, follow this, do this devotional service, get up for Mangal Arati, chant Hare Krishna. Process is given. You have to catch hold of it. Properly, tightly. You loosely catch hold. Somebody is pulling, the rope will go and, you know, hey, what happened? You are not catching properly, you know. You catch properly, then you will be brought by the devotional practice. See, you don't have to do much effort. The devotional practice is so natural that it will bring you out of the well. Spiritual master is, he has got a pulley there and he is pulling. Like, you know, in the well, you want to lift the water, he has a pulley, nice pulley mechanism, then pull it. Fellow will be out. But if he don't want to come out, what to do? So, in the next sloka that is on the board, Sukadeva Goswami is talking about how the conditioned soul, attracted by little happiness, actually the material sense enjoyment has got some happiness. We have to admit that. Some happiness is there. Appears to be at least in the bodily platform of life. So, for that happiness, little happiness, which is momentary, insignificant, short term, there is something called short term goal and long term goal. Short term, very short. This is not even short term. Short term has got some term, you know, matlab thoda time hai. This momentary means like this. At that point of time it may give happiness. After that, no. So, here it is said that for that happiness, one actually may take risk. Take risk. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is plainly saying that he may go try to enjoy illicit sex with another woman. Paradhara means not his own wife. At least in Grahastha Ashram there is a wife. If one wants to enjoy, wife is there. But a person who is so absorbed in sense gratification, even though there is some facility for his enjoyment, when he sees opportunity for enjoying some other woman, he says that, why don't I enjoy that? That woman looks better than my wife, you know, maybe I have to do something about it. So this is not just a story, you know, it's not just a hypothesis. It's you can see in the case of Indra, take the case of Indra. Indra is the king of heaven. He has got his beautiful wife. Beautiful wife. Not only his wife, he has got so many damsels come to this assembly to dance, like Ramba, Menaka, Urvasi. These are all the characters you must have heard. By just having a look at it, even somebody like Vishwamitra Muni can say that, chalo baad mein karenge sir. Vishwamitra. Such kind of beautiful woman. This is called heavenly damsel. Maybe dream girl, you can say. May come in the dream, you know. What is dream girl? Everything is perfect. What do you want? Nothing is, you know, suppose some girl you may see, she looks nice, but this is not good, you know. This is okay, that is not good. Dream means everything perfect, what you want. Perfect combination. What you may see in dream, Indra is seeing in reality. They are his maid servants. He has to say, Aisa, then they will come and dance. After dancing what? Thoda kuch karna padta hai. Kar sakta hai. He has permission. So he can enjoy any kind of damsel like Urvasi, Menaka and things like that, you see, in heaven. An unlimited enjoyment. Not momentary enjoyment there. They are long, thoda long hai. Enjoyment. Once, Indra, when he was coming to the earthly planet, he saw the wife of Gautama Muni. Gautama Muni. He was a saintly person. His wife was beautiful. And he saw that, hey, this is beautiful wife. This is beautiful woman. Maybe I should make some arrangement to enjoy. He didn't get anybody out up there in his planet. Heavenly planet, heavenly beauties are there, but when he saw this woman, he said, no, kuch to karna padega. So Gautama Muni, he went to take bath, and this fellow, what he did, he assumed the form of Gautama Muni, and he went into the house, and his wife thought, hey, just now he went to take bath, you know, so fast he came back. Then he wanted to enjoy her. Enjoyed also. So by the time he finished his job, when he was leaving, Gautama Muni came back. He said, hey, why this guy is going from my house? Then he figured out that he had an illicit relation with his wife. Gautama Muni, every Muni and Rishi, they are very advanced, and they have so much power, they can just curse a person. He said, what kind of person you are? You are from heaven, and you have got so many damsels. I have got only one wife. I didn't have so many anyway. Usko bhi chora nahi tum? What kind of person you are? So he said that, you are so much attracted for the sense enjoyment. So you have on your body, whole body, the genital of a woman. Chalo,
तुमको तो वही चाहिए ना, देखते रहो तुम, गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम, यू विल सी सो मेनी ऑफ देम, व्हाई वांट यू वांट ऑन हिज बॉडी, इट ऑल बिकेम नो female genital on his body. He said, oh my goodness, if I go, what the people will think? You know, it's like a decoration on his body. Then he fell down. Such a shameless person. He came and had illicit relation with the wife of this Gautam Muni. Then to save his prestige, he fell at his feet only. No, 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 please forgive me, you know. Can you do something about it? How can I go out, you know? Everybody will say, what will they say about me? Then he said, "Theek hai, ja." All those things will become ice, like ice. Keep. But I cannot remove everything. You have to keep this ice so that people will know that even though you had all the facility for sense gratification, you came for this. You know, people should know that. Go. So if you see Indra's picture somewhere in the Bhagavatam, if you turn, you'll see Indra with so many eyes, you know, because of his uncontrolled senses, uncontrolled illicit enjoyment. So, in that way, they are chastised here. Sukadeva Goswami, like Gautam Muni has chastised him. Government may chastise in a different way, put him in the jail, etc. Chastised. Even when they are chastised, and for that little happiness, they just take the highest risk. Why to take the highest risk for little happiness? That is what Sukadeva Goswami is trying to make a point here. Parikshit Maharaj is asking in the different chapter, why is that? Suppose a thief is there and he sees that another fellow has stolen and he is arrested and he is punished. He knows that if he steals, he will be punished. But how is that he still steals? Shastra says, if you do this, this will be the punishment. It's given, it's coming in this chapter only. Hellish conditions of life. What punishment is for what? So person knows theoretically. Theory is one thing, practice is another thing. Theory is easy, practical is difficult. If you have to do it yourself, then it becomes difficult. So, he commits sin, and then what? And then he undergoes some atonement, punishment. Somebody, punishment is given by another person, atonement is punishment taken by oneself. Self-imposition of punishment, atonement. But still, after the atonement is over, again doing the same thing. Like a elephant goes to take bath. After taking bath, put the sand, dirt all over the body. Why is that? So, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the ordinary religious practices, atonement, etc. They all are external. Exactly like there is a creeper of weed creeper. It grows nicely. You don't put the water, it will dry. Suppose there is a fire, the creeper will be burnt. But the weed of the creeper is still there. When favorable condition come, again it will start sprouting. So ordinary atonement, Sukadeva Goswami says, this is like externally burning the creeper. But a deep-rooted seed has to be removed. If the seed is not removed, again it will come when the favorable condition comes, the rain comes. You can see, you know, when summer is there, you go outside, drive outside Bombay, you see the hills are very dry, you know. The land is very dry. Very dry to look like. As soon as rain comes, everywhere, you know, green, it becomes green. What? Somebody has put the seed or what? Who has put? Nobody has put. The seed is already there. That what was dry, what was burnt is outside. The seed is deep. As soon as rain comes, immediately the hill becomes very green and the land becomes green, everything becomes green. Nobody has sowed the seed, the seed was already there. Exactly like that, the process, ordinary process, material processes of atonement, they are just externally trying to remove things, but internally buried seed has to be removed. And that can be removed only by the process of devotional service. Nothing else. No other process works. So he gives an example that if there is a pot of liquor in a pot, those days there was no bottle. Pot means earthen pot. You keep liquor like toddy you keep in the pot. Then you drink the toddy. No, I'm not telling you to drink. If suppose somebody drinks, then he tries to wash the pot. You wash the pot, put some water, you wash it, then you smell it. He may not have smelled, but Sukadeva Goswami says, which is take it for granted, it will smell the liquor only. No, ek bar nahi, teen bar karenge. Again you smell, it will smell. The characteristic of pot is that it has got some porosity. Pores are there. Huh? In the glass, there is no pores. You know, if you wash it, maybe it won't smell. So we are talking about pot, earthen pot. Even the glass liquor bottle may smell also for some time anyway. The pot, in the pores already liquor has gone. It remains there. Externally you put the water, wash it. No, it won't go. It will still smell. Exactly like a pot of liquor cannot be purified by means of washing. So that is why use and throw. You drink and throw it only. You don't wash it and keep it actually. Pot is so cheap, supposed to be. And you use it and throw it. Not that you bring a pot of liquor and after drinking you wash it and reuse it for keeping some dal in that. No. You throw it. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining, if a person who is sinful, if he takes the process of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and he rigidly sticks to it, even if he is not fully pure, even if he has not advanced, he is still in Krishna consciousness, strictly following the regulative principles, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, even if he is not fully pure, Yamaraj or Yamadutas don't go on that person's way. In explaining the history of Ajamil, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, if the person is in Krishna consciousness, actively pursuing, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, even though he may not be fully pure, still, the desire for material enjoyment doesn't come. So, one has to actually make sure he is strictly following. That's what is needed. What is needed is not that whether I am pure or not, whether I am sincerely trying the devotional practice or not, without any duplicity. Without, like the previous shloka talks about the duplicity. Because those duplicitous acts contaminate the consciousness. Envy, duplicity, politics, these all actually contaminate the consciousness. Whereas our process of devotional service is to purify the consciousness. Exactly opposite. Huh? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave siksha, siksha ashtakam. The very first thing he said is cheto darpana marjana. Our process of devotional service starts with purifying the consciousness. other than that, before purification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even touch it. That is automatically understood. If you are ready to purify Kaganga, then we will talk about. Somebody said, no, I have to do all this diplomacy, politics, you know. You are not on the proper path. You are not taking the siksha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly. His siksha starts with purifying consciousness. And what is needed to purify consciousness should be done. Not what is needed to contaminate the consciousness. Very important. So, here, a person who is not properly engaged in devotional practice, he may do certain activities to actually make sure that he is very happy. If they are not helping the person to purify consciousness, then he is in difficulty. For him, the weeds are still active. He has not uprooted it. When a favorable condition comes, he may be attracted and he may actually get into great trouble within Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes, very heavy, that because of material attraction, many devotees, Prabhupada says in the purport, illicit sex must be stopped by those who are spiritually inclined or who are on the path of spiritual realization. Many devotees fall down due to illicit sex. They may steal money or even fall down from the highly honored, renounced order. He's talking about sannyasi. Highly honored, renounced order. Then, for a livelihood, they accept menial services and become beggars. Prabhupada is talking about a sannyasi could also fall down. He is actually writing this purport. This is 5th canto. Maybe 74 or 73, 74 like that. He came up to 10th canto in 77. Okay, he is writing the 5th canto. At that time, there was no sannyasi fallen down. No devotee has fallen down like that, seriously. Prabhupada is writing, very clear. A devotee may even fall down because of the illicit sex. It is very, of the regulative principles, other three regulative principles are easy to follow. The illicit sex is more difficult because it is very subtle. The attraction can come. Somebody may not be attracted for one thing or the other, but the illicit sex, it could be possible. And that is possible only by means of secluded interaction with opposite sex. Every basis of fall down due to illicit sex starts with secluded interaction with opposite sex. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very clear about that. Bhagavan Acharya wanted to make some nice feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Chota Haridas, Junior Haridas, Junior Haridas, by the way, he was a sannyasi. He told him, can you beg some rice? From Sikki Mihiti's sister, specifically he told, Madhavi Mataji, can you bring some rice? You go beg and bring and I can make some nice prasad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chota Haridas, he was a great singer in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that's a nice opportunity for doing service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to the house of Madhavi Mataji. He said, Mataji, can you please give some rice? For what? This is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She, by the way, is an elderly woman, very old. Not a beautiful damsel in the 20s. Elderly woman. And she said, oh, this is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She got the best of the rice. Shuklanna. Very white. Very good rice. Take this. Chota Haridas came and gave it to Bhagavan Acharya. Bhagavan Acharya made nice prasad, all different kinds of items. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was served rice and different subjis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the rice, so nice looking, so fragrant, very good rice. Oh, Bhagavan, Bhagavan Acharya, where did you get this nice rice? You are a poor man, this looks very, you know, aristocratic. Where did you get? Oh, I told, this is by begging, Prabhu, this is by begging Mahaprabhu. Okay, where did you beg? Okay, you should have begged in a very aristocratic place maybe, you know. No, actually I didn't go to beg. I told our Chota Haridas to beg some rice from Madhavi Mataji. She gave. Oh, Chota Haridas went to the house of Madhavi Mataji? Very nice. Very nice prasad. Great. After eating, he told his assistant that, tell Chota Haridas to not come and see me any further. Kya ho gaya? What happened? And Chota Haridas was informed, please don't come and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like taking away the life air of somebody. For somebody whose life is to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sing for him, not to see is like, the world has become like a vacuum. So then, one day, 2 day, 3 day, he was just fasting, he was not even eating. They went and said, what is this? He's not eating. 3 days he's not eating because you told him not to come and see. What is this? What did he do anyway? We don't know anything that he has done greatly wrong. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he is supposed to be a sannyasi. What business he has to go to the house of a woman and interact with her in seclusion? This seclusion is not even a seclusion of any great importance. Just go to the doorstep. Begging means what? You go to the doorstep and beg. Don't even go inside the house. You can't go inside the house and sit in the sofa and say that I came here to beg, you know. That is not begging. Outside the house. He didn't even go inside the house. And he just said, please give some rice. This is like anybody can even see him actually. It's not. Seclusion means nobody sees you. No, it's just a public domain. It's like a information in public domain. Just on the doorstep, begging is a public act. Not. Still he said that, no, this is too much. What he spoke in between, who knows? You know? From a distance somebody must have seen, but we don't know what the interaction is. Yes, sannyasi is not supposed to do. If it's a brahmachari, it's okay. If it's a somebody else, it's okay. This guy is a sannyasi, he should not have done that. No, he cannot. Rejected him. This is the standard. Modern age, information technology age. Now, seclusion can be, always possible. Everybody carrying their mobile phone. Anybody can call you, nobody will know who is calling you. This is, you may be sitting in the middle of the terrace and say that, Prabhu, I am publicly only talking, you know. What the hell you are talking, who knows actually, you know. To whom you are talking, who knows anyway. So, life is becoming more and more complicated. So in this kind of complication, you have to be more and more careful. So, here it is stated, even at the very honored position of sannyas, if a person, every fall down of a sannyasi, if you go into the deep, what is the root cause, you will find a secluded interaction with a woman. Period. Every fall down of a sannyasi to a woman is traced back deep into somewhere starting a secluded interaction, either by personal contact or something or some whatever it is. So somebody who wants to save himself has to take a note of it. Secluded interaction with a woman has to be avoided. If a brahmachari wants to remain a brahmachari, please take a note. Secluded interaction with a woman has to be avoided at any cost, otherwise different color dress is waiting for you. So here Prabhupada is writing towards the end of the purport about a miser, Kripana. Kripana. Kripana means a miser. Who is a miser? A miser is a person who has got wealth but he doesn't spend. He has wealth. He has got a lot of money. But when it comes to spend, he counts how much less I should spend. Like Devakrindan Prabhu was giving another day one example. You know, when he has to give to Krishna, he sees the lowest denomination of the note in the wallet. Aajkal 10 rupiya lowest ho gaya. 1 rupiya, 2 rupiya note dekhne ke liye bhi nahi milta hai. So, theek hai, 10 rupiya. When he has to spend for himself, he said for his wife, but whatever it is. Then highest denomination. Lal color note nikalta hai, hara color note nikalta hai. This is Kripana, miser. This is the miser about money, but there are different levels of misers. If you have wealth and if you are not spending it, you are a miser, fine. And if you have something very valuable, still you are not using it, still you are a miser. It is said that the human form of life is the greatest wealth, which can be used, which can be invested. Let us say, this is an investment age, you know. You should invest in something which gives the greatest return, isn't it? Investment consultant you can consult. Which stock you can put so that you can get better result. You don't put money in something that doesn't give you result, isn't it? Investment means you get the maximize, this is called optimization technique. Minimize your investment, maximize your return. Human form of life is the greatest wealth. This wealth can be invested in going back home, back to Godhead, which is the maximum result you can get. So instead of doing that, if a person engages in sense gratification, actually Prabhupada is quoting the sloka from Bhagavatam. Yan maitunadi grahamedi sukamituchcham kandu yena karayoriva dukkha dukkham. Okay, we are discussing about the enjoyment in sense gratification. So Prahlad Maharaj is comparing that the sense gratification, the sexual pleasure, is compared to rubbing your skin when it is itching. Suppose there is an itch here. No, it's itching, you know, it's itching. When it is itching, you try to scratch. Scratching. When you scratch the place where it is itching, it will be very comfortable, very pleasure. Ah, so much itching, chalo. At the time of scratching, you get happiness. Relief. Let us not even call it happiness. It's like a relief. So happiness is actually absence of pain. Actually, you are reducing the pain. The itching is one kind of pain and this is relieving. So after you scratch, the more stronger you scratch, you actually will make your skin to rupture. You know, you make injury there. And afterwards, if you look at it, the skin is scratched and blood is coming. Then it becomes more painful now. Painful, more painful. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, a Kripana is a person Triptanti Neha Kripana. Okay, you didn't know Paila. Once you scratch, you got injury, it was a pain. 5 minutes you had happiness, not 5 minutes, 1 minute or 30 seconds happiness of scratching, and then 3-4 days it was bleeding, and 10-15 days you put some medicine and it became alright. So 30 second happiness and 15 days suffering. experience ho gaya. Then another day it is itching here. A Kripana is a person who doesn't remember last time what happened, again scratch here. Are re re re, kya karega? Chalo, vapas. Repeating again and again and again and again. Pranam Maharaj saying, what a Kripana is, miser. He has got the human form of life to go back home, back to Godhead. He is scratching and going in back to the lower species of life and no being in this material world. What a kind of Kripana, Pranam Maharaj is asking. So, a Kripana could be, don't think a Kripana miser means, oh, those who have got money, who don't spend, you know. I am a brahmachari, I don't have money, where to spend, I am not a Kripana. I am a very generous person. Kripana could be anything actually. Kripana, one who has something not spending, well, that thing could be anything. Karpanya doso pahatos swabhava. Arjuna is telling Krishna, my dear Krishna, I am afflicted by miserly weakness. What is that miserly weakness? Miserly weakness of not acting in my swabhava. My swabhava is, I am a kshatriya, I am supposed to fight. I am afflicted by the miserliness, I said that I don't want to fight. If you have an expertise, that is your wealth. Brahmacharya also has got some wealth. He has got some wealth. He's one brahmacharya, he said, well, don't give it away. Eh? Oh, I'll have to donate it, you know, I'll give my brahmacharya. No, that will keep it with you. That doesn't have to be. Swabhava, expertise. Arjuna says, if I am able to fight, I'm not fighting, I am a kripana. Karpanya dosho. Of kripana is karpanya. So, a devotee who has got the human form of life, not utilizing it properly, not catching the rope that spiritual master is giving, and after coming to Krishna consciousness, spending for some time and very good opportunity to advance, then he loses that opportunity by being attracted for the sense gratification, which is kandu yenena dukkha dukkham. It's like the pleasure for few moments and lose the opportunity forever. Pleasure for a few moments. For example, Prabhupada is quoting here the sannyasi. For a little simple thing of sense gratification, he loses his opportunity for advancement. He says he becomes an ordinary person like a beggar. Where is sannyasi? Where is a beggar? Sannyasi is a beggar in a different way, but this becomes materially beggar. So in this way, here it is stated that one has to use the opportunity with all his expertise. Now, Srila Prabhupada, book distribution marathon is there. Isn't it? If you can, by some or other, distribute book, if you have time or money or resource, okay, if you have to open the valet and then have to give some donation, don't look, denomination is very important. If you have to make a check, how many zeros you are putting after a figure? Not zero only, all zeros, no. After one, how many zeros you are putting is also will indicate how much you are generous hearted or how much you are kripana. So, in the marathon, you have an opportunity to distribute your book, and if you say that, no, I am a little bit lazy, I will sleep, that is also kripana. You have an opportunity to distribute Srila Prabhupada's book. You have an opportunity to distribute Bhagavad Gita, and you don't take that opportunity and lose that opportunity. Karpanya dosha. You are afflicted by karpanya, kripana. It's a kripana. Karpanya dosha. So, we are. And this distribution of book is exactly like catching the rope that spiritual master is giving, who are suffering in the deep dark well. By doing so, you get an opportunity to go further. So the more you are engaged, the more you are distributing, the more you open your heart, the more you open your checkbook, the more you open your purse, how much you open, it shows how much you are broad-minded or narrow-minded. Narrow-minded is not going to take you anywhere. it will make you to be here only in different species of life. Whereas when you open more, it can actually open the door for spiritual world. So it depends upon, if you open your checkbook, then the door is also going to open. You don't open it, then okay, your door for going back home, back to God, it is closed. So in this way, here it is said how material world is a place of suffering, and by properly utilizing the human form of life, knowing well what is the value of sense gratification and what is the value of spiritual practice, knowing well when one is sincerely and seriously engaged under the guidance of a spiritual master, is going back home, back to Godhead, is assured. We'll stop here. Is there any questions? Pavan Putra Prabhu.
Prabhuji, you are mentioning about avoidance of opposite sex in seclusion. So sometimes in book distribution, when we keep book table, sometimes some Matajis come and see in that time what we are supposed to do. Are we supposed to explain
when about Mataji book? Comes and asks you book, you give the book. You give the book. The question is, in the book table, some Mataji comes and asks, what is this? Then what you are supposed to do is, no, I am a brahmachari. No, this is a brahmachari book table. Please go to Grahastha book table. That is another kind of miserliness. This is another miserliness. I will come to you. I am answering a question. Next is yours. You want to give answer to him? You have a question or? Huh? What is that? You wait. Wait. Okay, you give comment. What is your comment?
जैसे आपने कहा है प्रभु जी कि आदमी बहुत ज्यादा मतलब ईर्ष्यालु होने की वजह से मतलब बार बार इसको आना पड़ रहा है दुनिया में. तो साइंटिस्ट ने बोला, एक ने जो एनवायरमेंट का कर रहा था प्रयोग, उस साइंटिस्ट ने भी ये कहा कि मैन पोल्यूशन इज ग्रेटर देन द एनी अदर पोल्यूशन इन द वर्ल्ड. आप फॉलो किया प्रभु जी? मैन पोल्यूशन इज मोर डेंजरस देन एनी अदर पोल्यूशन इन द वर्ल्ड.
मैन पोल्यूशन माइंड. अच्छा, माइंड पोल्यूशन इज वर्स देन एनी अदर पोल्यूशन.
देन एनी अदर पोल्यूशन इन द वर्ल्ड.
ये किसका कमेंट है? इसका कमेंट नहीं है ना? अच्छा, आपका कमेंट साइंटिस्ट का है. मैं सोचा आप उनको कमेंट करने वाला करके. ठीक है. Of all kinds of pollution, the pollution of mind is the greatest, he is saying. So your comment, this is a scientists are saying that environmental pollution. Acha, obviously, because pollution outside can be at least judged how much it is. The pollution inside cannot be judged. No, ek kitna polluted hai aadmi karke kaisa malum padega? देखने में तो अच्छा रहा. वेरी नाइस. अंदर क्या है? अंदर का मामला तो मालूम ही नहीं है. दैट इज वाई इट इज सेड इट इज डेंजरस देन इवन सर्पेंट सामने खड़ा हो गया, नेक्स्ट इज गोइंग टू बाइट यू. ही सेड दैट आई एम गोइंग टू बाइट यू. इट डजंट से दैट खिचड़ी के आओ ना किच मैं आई विल नॉट बाइट यू, नो प्लीज कम. देन स्वभाव नहीं है ऐसा. Human being, he can, yes, mind pollution is very dangerous. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts with purifying that mind pollution. Cheta dharma chetana, man chetana, ye sab ekhi hai. Chetana, itna pollution, polluted hota hai na, usko saaf karna hai. Kaisa saaf karna hai? Bolye, kaisa saaf karna hai? Kaisa?
Iskon ko join karne se saaf ho jayega.
Iskon ko join karne ka matlab hai jab karna hai.
इस्कान में ज्वाइन करेगा कि दूसरा कुछ करेगा तो नहीं चलेगा. इस्कान एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट दैट somebody says आई joined इस्कान यू नो as if यू joined इस्कान यू विल गो बैक टू गॉड अगेन. इट्स ओनली नेसेसरी कैन नॉट सफिशियंट एक्चुअली. ज्वाइनिंग इस्कान मीन्स यू हैव टू डू वॉट प्रभुपाद सेज दैट इज रियल इस्कान. इस्कान में ज्वाइन कर लिया अब जो कुछ करना करेगा तो थोड़ी इस्कान होता है. इस फाउंडर आचार्य कौन है? आप फाउंडर आचार्य बन गए तो ठीक है. इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य व्हाट ही वांट्स हैज टू हैपन व्हाट ही सेज हैज टू बी फॉलोड इफ एवरीथिंग इज डन देन यू आर इन रियल इस्कान. अदरवाइज यू आर फिजिकली इन इस्कान मेंटली समवेयर एल्स में भी वो नहीं चलेगा. मतलब टू प्यूरिफाई कॉन्शियसनेस मीन्स टू प्रैक्टिस डिवोशनल सर्विस इन सच ए दैट यू आर एक्चुअली क्लेंसिंग योर कॉन्शियसनेस. चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम. सो इन दैट वे यस माइंड शुड बी क्लेंस्ड. दैट इज द प्राइम गोल ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस. सो ओके बुक टेबल. माता जी आ गया बुक टेबल में. सो व्हाट टू डू विथ हर इज दैट यू हैव टू इफ यू turn her down, say that, you know, you become busy, you know. What is that? No, I am busy, no, I am doing something. She will wait for 1-2 minutes and they say, these guys are what kind of salesman? She will go away. So you are losing an opportunity to give Krishna consciousness to a person. Then that could be termed as a miserly weakness of a person. Miser. Your job is Swadharma in the book table. Your Swadharma is to distribute book. If you don't do your Swadharma, it's like Arjuna not wanting to fight the battlefield, thinking that, oh, this may happen, that may happen, what happened. So, the real thing is that you can always say, this is Bhagavad Gita. You preach because it is in open. And then, once the book is sold, don't take her mobile number. Yeah, it is very nice, you know. You can read this. This is, introduction you read. After introduction, if you have some doubts, you know, you please call me, you know. My number also you take. Don't give your number also, by the way. You, any doubt you have, you know, any time you can call me. That's not a problem at all. Whenever comfortable for you. Haribol. That you don't read. You give the book, tell her to read. You close your door for that sale. Distribution. Isn't it? You distribute, but don't think about her. Don't try to contact her. Somebody else will save her. You don't think that you have to save everybody. Eh? Somebody you leave for others to do it also. So, that should be done. Distribute the book. You are doing a Swadharma. But it is not a Swadharma to contact her, you see. Your Swadharma is Brahmacharya. That is not a Swadharma. So in the book table, what is a Swadharma you do? After that you don't do, after that you follow your Swadharma Brahmachari. That is fine. You will find so many devotees, Western devotees, they, Brahmachari, they go and distribute. They don't distribute. Because distribution of book will give you, opportunity for spiritual advancement. But then you will have to know where to observe your Brahmachari and where to interact. So interacting is not condemned. But interacting unnecessarily is condemned. Necessary, what is necessary should do. Distributing book, that is necessary interaction with a woman, that is not condemned. Same thing applies other way around. So, nothing wrong in speaking to a woman in the book table and distribute book, but don't speak after that. That's all. Somebody else will speak. She will find out. She is not going to see, hey, who gave the book? I will have to go and speak to him only. Even if she comes back to the book table next day after reading introduction, then you send her to the Grahastha book table. She has already read introduction, you know. See, if she comes back to ask some questions to you, actually Prabhu, yesterday I took the book from you. All night I read, you know. I am so impressed. I have some doubts. Can I ask you now? Very nice. Please take some more books and read and then go to the book table in VT, CST me jana. Because those people are very expert in answering question. Actually, I don't know much, you know. You can do that at the time. So that is important and that should be done. Necessary interaction is allowed, but unnecessary interaction is not allowed. Is that okay? You don't have questions? It's okay, I'm not asking you to ask questions. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Prabhupada book distribution Maratana ki? Itai Gaurap Premanande.